From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. House has approved an additional $2 billion in stimulus money to keep the government's new Cash for Clunkers program in business. It's aimed at giving customers more time to trade in gas-guzzling vehicles for more fuel-efficient vehicles, using up to $4,500 rebates. Today, President Obama noted the program's sudden success in boosting auto sales.
It has succeeded well beyond our expectations and all expectations, and we're already seeing a dramatic increase in showroom traffic at local car dealers.
Further bolstering optimism at the White House, the government reports that the economy shrank at a slower-than-expected pace over the spring. The gross domestic product fell 1%. Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut summoned reporters to his Hartford office today to inform them he will undergo surgery next month for prostate cancer. Dodd has been leading one of the two Senate panels crafting a health care overhaul, and he also faces a difficult battle next year for re-election. NPR's David Wellner has details.
Senator Dodd said he's known for more than a month that he has prostate cancer, but he waited until now to disclose that fact because he did not want to be, as he put it, on exhibit while he chaired the drafting of health care legislation. He praised his own health care plan for providing for an annual physical.
I'm going to be fine in all of this. Again, we caught this early. The great thing about the annual physical is if you get an early detection of prostate cancer, it's very, very manageable.
Dodd also sought to dispel any doubts about his bid for a sixth term.
I'm running for re-election. Now I'll be a little leaner and a little meaner, but I'm running. I'll be running without a prostate, but that, who knows, that may make a better candidate that day.
The 65-year-old senator plans to have his prostate removed. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Nigerian authorities say a religious Islamist sect leader suspected of a wave of violence in the north has died, but the circumstances surrounding his death remain unclear. NPR's Afibia Quist-Arkton reports.
Boko Haram is openly anti-government and virulently anti-Western. The leader of the Muslim sect, Mohammed Yusuf, decreed that Western-style education and culture were haram, i.e. forbidden by Islam. His agenda won over hundreds of disciples, including university lecturers and students. They abandoned their jobs and studies to join the movement and sold their worldly possessions to give to the cause. The group the government blames for the bloody bedlam this past week in northern Nigeria had been gathering followers for some years at home and across Nigeria's borders, and Boko Haram was believed to have ties to radical Islamist movements as far as Afghanistan. Yet Nigeria's government and security forces were caught off guard by their activities. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Dow's up 15. This is NPR. The crew of Space Shuttle Endeavour is back. Seven astronauts arrived in Florida this morning safely after spending more than 2 weeks in space. Most of that time was at the International Space Station. They install the final piece of Japan's research lab and install critical new batteries on the outpost. Endeavour returned with a new passenger, Japanese astronaut Koichi Wakata, who just spent the last 4 months in space. Former Quest Communications executive Joe Nachio may avoid spending the next 6 years in jail for insider trading today. An appeals court ruled the sentence imposed by the federal district court in Denver was a mistake and should be shortened. Swimming's international governing body has decided it will ban controversial racing swimsuits at the start of next year. The announcement by FINA averts a possible boycott by the world's top swimmer, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Earlier this week, FINA announced its decision to ban the controversial bodysuits, most likely in the spring of next year. The suits have helped swimmers obliterate the record books. At the current Rome World Championships alone, there have been more than 30 new world records, including one by little-known German swimmer Paul Biedermann, who upset Michael Phelps in the 200-meter freestyle. Biedermann wore a 100% polyurethane arena suit. Phelps wore the less-than-half polyurethane Speedo suit he used with great success at last year's Beijing Olympics. After the race, Phelps said he was beaten by the swimmer, not the suit, but his coach, Bob Bowman, wasn't as diplomatic. Bowman said Phelps probably wouldn't compete internationally until the suits are banned. Friday, FINA moved up the banning date to January 1st of next year, without a doubt, said a FINA official. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.